She has nearly four decades of public service. Her specialty is human services, and she's worked at the county, state, and federal levels. Now, Acting Social Security Commissioner Carolyn Colvin is a new fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration.
NAPA has nearly a 50-year history of helping government leaders to build better organizations, and I'm certainly looking forward to doing my part in that effort. NAPA did some work for us very recently, and a member of my senior team is a NAPA fellow, so I was very pleased to be nominated and elected. I think that you know that those of us who are public servants don't look for recognition, but it's certainly nice to have someone, especially your peers, notice your work, and I'll reward you with another opportunity to serve. I've spent my entire career in public service, so it's rewarding to become part of an organization where I can stay involved in the work that I love and I'm so passionate about. I have some good friends and colleagues who are already NAPA fellows and some others who are being inducted also, and so it'll be really nice to continue to work beside them in service to the American public.
Now, NAPA does a lot of research and different projects involving the people that are fellows. Do you have any idea of the kinds of areas you would like to work on?
Yes, I want to work on, governance and public management. I think that we really need to recognize that government must be managed well. And if we're going to implement policies, they've got to be, well thought through. And so NAPA recently worked with us on developing our Vision 2025. I certainly would be very interested in sharing some of our best practices with other organizations, so I would expect that NAPA will probably invite me from time to time to consult with other organizations. In fact, even though I'm being inducted on the 3rd, they've already asked me to participate on a panel that's going to be talking about strategic planning and governance, so I'm very excited about that.
Now, you have been a public manager for a long time at the county, state, and federal level locally. Most federal managers and most managers, I think, want to do a good job, but often there are kind of institutional impediments. In your experience, what do you think are the biggest obstacles standing in the way at the federal level for managers that are trying to do a good job but sometimes don't quite get there?
Well, government is huge, particularly at the federal level. There are many rules and regulations that you're going to have to be attentive to. I think also because you're looking at the leadership changing every 4 years, it's important that individuals identify what they can reasonably expect to get done in that time period. They also need to look at the basic core responsibilities of the agency and then identify some critical priorities that they believe they can carry out within that time frame. Hopefully they will look at things that will go from administration to administration so that they're not constantly stopping and starting and stopping. That's what we've attempted to do here at SSA. We did our Vision 2025, and then we came together and developed 8 critical priorities that will be used to implement that vision. One of the things we find is that government doesn't generally do long-term planning, and I think you have to do that in order to keep the organization on the path of sustainability. So I think we position SSA to be able to do that.
In cybersecurity, they talk about taking a risk-based management approach. It sounds like the risk-based management approach works for running the enterprise as a whole.
It does. I think that you have to be willing to have a risk-based management approach if you're going to be innovative and creative, and I think you're going to have to do that. Social Security just celebrated 80 years in business since President Roosevelt signed the law into legislation. We know that the things that kept us successful over the last 80 years will not be the same things that will keep us successful in the future. One of our pillars under our vision is an innovative organization, and under that particular pillow, we've talked about the importance of transforming the way that we do our IT investment. We need to ensure that we are making better decisions early on in the process and that we are agile enough to change course when it makes sense to do that. We also recognize that we have huge projects that we are moving forward, so we've looked at establishing an enterprise project management office that will keep tabs on the progress of the project and will make sure that they're successful, that they come in on time and within budget. And then we know that we've got to do more and more around data analytics, so we're creating an entire data hub where we will be able to get to the source of various issues developing within the agency, giving us early warning signs that will allow us to take corrective action as we need to. So I think that we are a risk-based organization, but I think the leadership has to create an environment where staff feel comfortable in taking risks.
Now, I spoke the other day with Martha Doris, who recently left the GSA, retired from GSA.
Yes.
And she was the customer experience expert, really, for the federal government. And she said Social Security is one of the agencies that does a pretty good job when it comes to the online customer service and customer experience. So it sounds like you've focused on that a little bit.
We have. I'm very pleased to say that I'm co-leader for the President's Customer Service CAP goal. I'd like to think that I was asked to take on that responsibility because SSA has been an agency that has always provided superior customer service. We're excited about our online services because we believe that we must provide customer choice. We also recognize that as the demographics change, more and more people want to do business with us online. So we have our My Social Security account where individuals can go and register and deal with us and conduct most of their business there. They can get their earnings statement. They can do a change of address. They can look at their getting a benefit verification statement. They can even get the tax information that they need during tax season. But now we're getting ready to put the Social Security replacement card online. There was a wonderful article in the Washington Post yesterday that talked about that. It's going to be safe and secure, and it's going to be convenient. And I think that the article cited where say that someone could save 4 hours. That's 4 hours where they're not taking time from work, and they no longer have to come in to the office. And we have a number of other online services on the planning agenda. So we're very, very excited about that.
And one final area that SSA got pretty good marks on was from the Center for Plain Writing.
And yes, we got an A+
yeah.
for the third year in a row, and there's been a lot of attention given to that. So I really say our communications team has done a great job there with really trying to make the notices and our interactions with the public as simple and understanding as possible. Thank you for recognizing that.
As you start to think about maybe the end of the Social Security career, I know you've got another year to go or so.
Yes.
So it sounds like you'll be coming to Washington for NAPA.
Yes, I will be. And I really, as I said, I love working with the organization here, but I came into public service because I really care about the vulnerable populations that government provides services to. So I do not expect my interest to wane simply because I'm going to be leaving Social Security. And NAPA gives me a venue to be able to continue to do the kinds of things that I think are so important. And I've always worked on numerous community boards, and I'll do that again when I leave here when the president transitions out. So it's been a wonderful 5 years. I was here 6 years before, and I think SSA is the best of the best in government. So nothing we've done here I've done alone. It's just a terrific, competent team that delivers services in the most compassionate and caring way.
Carolyn Colvin is Acting Commissioner of Social Security and newly inducted as a Fellow of the National Academy of Public Administration. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.